Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, "Honor widows that are widows indeed," 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everyone had a wonderful week. I certainly did, and I hope that you did as well. Last week, we had two of our members to do our show last night, last week, and the name of that, the message was Relationship with Friends and Family, and that was done by Miss Mandy Walker and Miss Wanda Fondy, and they did an excellent job. And tonight, we have a different topic, and that will be when trust isn't easy. Scripture from that would be, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. That's Psalms 118:8. When trust isn't easy. Scripture reads, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Let's look in Webster and see what Webster say about trust. The definition for trust is to place confidence, and this is a verb, we're using it as a verb. Depend, to be confident, hope, to commit a place in one's care or keeping and trust, to permit to stay or to go or to do something without fear or misgiving, to rely on or on the truth, belief. That's what trust means. To have complete confidence in God and not man. I would like to read a story tonight regarding trust. Trusting God is something not easy, especially if He has not answered one of your prayers in the way you wanted him to. Perhaps you feel he didn't grant you most urgent plead when he allowed your loved one to die. But to trust is not a matter of eyesight. It is a matter of faith. We have the Bible assures that when we talk to God in prayer, he hears us. Coming from 1 John 5:14 through the 15, those petitions are filtered to give us what is best, not necessarily what we have in mind. Sometimes, like a small child who has to wait many years to acknowledge that his father occasionally refuses to let him have his own way, was for his benefit. We have to wait for hindsight to know what he had was really best. And I'm sure many of us out there feel that trust is not an easy thing. We trust God, but sometimes we don't completely let him take care of our problems and put our trust in him enough to leave it alone. Just like he said, let go and let God. Many times we do not do that because we don't fully trust him. In ancient times, Joseph must have felt God didn't answer his prayer for his benefit when his jealous brother threw him into an abandoned well. The Bible doesn't tell us how he prayed, but judging from his character, I am sure he did. Many years later, when he was second in charge of all Egypt, he said to his brother, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the savings of many lives." Just like I said before, for hindsight, know that what he did was really for the best. Many of the decisions in life that we make, and also how God allows things to happen, he feels that this is normally the best for us, but we don't want to accept it and trust God in that way. Job went as far as to say, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him." That's Job 13, chapter 15, verse. Perhaps you have read the prayer that was found on the body of an unknown Confederate soldier. We don't know what his name was, but circumstances about his life. But we know he discovered the trustworthiness of God. I would like to read this prayer that he wrote. "I asked God for strength that I might achieve. I was made weak that I might learn humbly to obey. I asked for health, that I might do greater things. I was given infirmity, that I might do better things. I asked for riches, that I might be happy. I was given poverty, that I might be wise. I asked for power, that I might have the praise of men. I was given weaknesses that I might feel the need of God. I asked for all things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing that I asked for, but everything that I hoped for. Almost despite myself, my unspoken prayer were answered. I am, among all men, most richly blessed." I would like to go back to one of those lines again. It said, "I asked for all things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing that I asked for, but everything that I hoped for." Do you understand that? Sometimes the things that we ask for is not what we really need, but God knows best. And he will supply all of our needs, but sometimes we ask for more. And right now, I must say I feel that way, because I am asking for a little bit more. But he continues to supply my needs, so I am satisfied. Sometimes I'm not completely, because I want more, I've requested for more. But I know in time he will take care of it, and he will supply my needs and sometimes my wants. Just like this Confederate soldier in this particular prayer. If trust were easy, it wouldn't be trust. It would be observance. Don't be afraid to trust our loving God. When we face the worst that can happen in any situation, we grow. When circumstances are at their worst, we can find our best. I would like to ask for callers out there to express, give me an experience. What you have experienced when you feel that when trust is not easy for you. And just like in Psalms 118, it says it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. So if one of you would like to come on the air and express how I even give me an example of something that you went through that wasn't easy for you to trust God, or put your trust in something that he'd asked you for. But in the meantime, if you decide to come on the air, let me continue to read some more things regarding trust. Trust the Lord with all your heart and don't depend on your own understanding. That's what we're supposed to do. Just trust him, and just knowing that the outcome will be worthwhile. So just like in Proverbs 3:15, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't depend on your own understanding. And give an example of teammates. Teammates have to rely on one another to succeed in any endeavor. They have to have a certain level of confidence in one another and their ability to help them succeed. And I'm talking, let's think about a football game. The team members, they all be working together. Each player has a different significant purpose in that game. But the most important one is to be able to carry that ball all the way across the field goal. But each one of the team members will help that particular person to get through. God trusts you enough to put you on his entire team. He has confidence in you because he knows you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. He chooses you to stand alone aside the team captain, which is Jesus, and to go to the board for a win. That's what he wants you to go. All the way with Jesus, putting your trust in him so you can win the field goal. Another verse coming from Romans 10:11. Anyone who trusts in God will never be put to shame. As you look back on your journey, you have traveled, are traveling, recall the things that you have placed hope and confidence in God. The outcome might not have been exactly as you imagine, but God is always faithful to bring you through. Isn't that right? Count each blessing as he gives you along the way and consider them stepping stones to a higher level of trust. Whatever you are facing today, you can rest assured that his blessing will never stop. He will walk it out with you every step of the way. Tonight, I want to give you a personal testimony about my son, Alan. He's getting ready to go off to college this weekend. He has to be at his dorm on the 21st. He transferred from Jackson State, Mississippi University to Georgia State here at home. He decided to come home, and also not just he decided to come because he really didn't like the atmosphere. The school was a very good school, but not a whole lot to do there in Jackson, Mississippi. So he decided to move back to Georgia and to attend the state college, Georgia State University. My kids, I've taught them how to pray. I've taught them how to fast. And also I taught them how to have always put God first in their life. And what I want to express to you tonight, putting trust in him. He put trust in God the other day, and God blessed him abundantly. All of his friends were getting together, getting ready to go back to school, and they all had roommates. He wanted to be a roommate to one of his friends, but they had to look for a more expensive apartment than I could afford. And I told him this year, really not I could afford, but he would afford. I told him this year that I did not want to have to put out any more money on his education. I wanted him to really step forward and do it himself. The last 2 years, I have taken out Parents PLUS loan to help him through. Don't want to do any more of that. So he applied for several scholarships, which he received. So he went down to Georgia State because he was checking into one of their dorm and see if he could probably be on campus. And when he signed up, he went to check it out and make a deposit. He was number 700 on the list for a room. He was on a waiting list because at the time there was no room available. And the waiting list is pretty much 700 is a high number to wait for a room. But his sister knew this young lady in housing, so they went down to ask her about, you know, is there any chance that he would probably be able to get a room, even though he was number 700. So she said, just go ahead and get on the list, and we'll go from there. Because what she indicated that they have to call these 700 people to see, although not the 700, but other people that have made room choices, but sometimes they don't always show up. So they have to make sure that these students were still going to come to Georgia State. What happened was, excuse me, my phone just almost died on me, so I had to change phone, excuse me. So what happened was she called my daughter back and said, well, there's a program that my son is really a junior, but, you know, whenever you transfer to another college, you lose credit. So he is considered as a sophomore, but in the higher level, getting next, not far from being a junior. So he indicated that there was a sophomore program that if he agreed to sign the agreement and be a part of this group, that he might be able to get an apartment. And this particular group was for sophomores to help them to stay on task and continue with their career, not to fall, you know, pretty much to stay focused
also give them leadership skills and all of this. And all he needed was to agree to being a part of this. And also in his, they would have to do community service. So he said, great, he will be glad to be a part of that because my son wanted to become very active in the school. But guess what? Because he decided to be a part of this association, he was number 700 on that list. Guess what happened? He got off the list and got him a private room in one of the best areas of the dorm. They have several different dorms, but this dorm is set for athletes, also high achievers, and different type of special programs. And see what God did. And my son indicated to me after he received that blessing, he indicated to me that he had been fasting all week. And look how God blessed him. From 700 to a private room. He fasted and he trusted that God was going to show up that week and bless him with something. And look what he did. He blessed them first from a 700 list to a private room. But not only that, he's in this group that will keep him focused and plan his career that he wants to pursue. And also community service, leadership skills, wonderful. So how, when we trust God and believe in God, this is how we can receive these blessings. But we must trust him through. He did not know what type of blessing that he was going to receive that week. But by praying and fasting, he was praying and fasting about school. But he didn't ask God for specifics. But God knew that he wanted to live on the campus. So he had the best of best world. All of his friends were in different apartments around the school area. But he's on campus and in a setting that will help him stay focused. So God is good all the time. So we must continue to trust him. Even though we cannot see it, we still have to believe it, that he will continue to trust, he will continue to supply our needs, even though we cannot see it. And many times we try to go, I would say, go beyond what God has for us. We want to go ahead. We don't want to wait to see what God has for us to do. We want to take action. We want to go and take care of it ourselves. And sometimes when we do that, we don't get the blessing that he has for us. We have to sometimes be patient and wait and trust in him and just believe that it's going to work out for good. And patience is something that I have learned through the years. I have prayed for patience, understanding, and wisdom. And I must say now that I can really see how he has grown me to another level in being patient for his will. And that's what I will continue to do. Sometimes I don't understand because the situation with my job, I don't understand that. But I guess he will show me later. But it's been a struggle there, but I have faith that at the end he will definitely prevail. So I just want you to know that whatever you may be going through, just keep trusting him and believing. Even though that we don't see it, just believe that we're going to receive it in the way that God wants us to receive it. And it'll be the best thing. And his will, and we just have to hang on to that. And what I want to also announce that we normally have our meeting every third Saturday at my home or another location. This coming Saturday, I will not be having a meeting at my home because I will be attending, my family and I will be attending a wedding for a special friend this weekend. But we will have a meeting next, the following Saturday. And it's important that everyone that will be participating in our seventh anniversary which is September 18th, to be in attendance, because it's important for us to go over the different duties that we will have to do and make that 7th anniversary a wonderful and successful one. One thing also I would like to ask of you to continue to be prayerful for each other. There's so many things that are going on. My neighbors, I've had two neighbors to pass in one weekend right next door to me. And so it's in the last month, this is the third person. We have to be prayerful for each other, our families, and friends, because there are things that are happening that we really don't understand, but we have to trust God in knowing that He will get us through all these different things that are coming about with our family, friends, and neighbors. Also, I would like for you to think about volunteering to host one of the shows. Any message that you would like, something that will benefit our widows, testimonies, or anything, please give me a call if you would like to volunteer. And my number is 770-981-9118. That's 770-981-9118. And you can email me at marymhollis@aol.com. We also have a website for our next chapter, Widow Ministry. That's T like in Tom, N like in Nelly, C like in Charles. That's TNC, widows with an S, @gmail.com. And give me your thoughts and your feedback. And if you would like to volunteer to be the host of the show, we'll be glad to do that. I'll allow you to do that. So please do. It's only a half an hour. Most of the time you only have to speak for 20 minutes. And you can also get someone that you can piggyback with. Last week we had two of our members to do it together, and they did a great job. I will also be getting other guest speakers in the near future. Now, one topic I am going to, and you can write me or call me and get me your opinion about this. I think it's needed. I know some of you are still fresh. And what I mean by that, fresh in the sense of your losses has been probably less than a year. It can be a little more than that. But I think it's important that we talk about relationship. Sometimes we feel that others, just because another person does not want to remarry again, maybe you do. And I'm going to have one of our pastor that mentors our members, our ministry, to come on, give us information regarding relationships. If we feel that we would like to be to get involved with someone as a friend, a companion, and I know it might be too soon, but it's always good to know ways that we can go around. We have to be very careful. We can be very vulnerable and allow things to happen that shouldn't. I would like Pastor Haynes to come on and talk about that, because he also speaks he does marriage counseling and also regular counseling. So I would like to have him to come and speak on that. And I hope that you don't take it personal or negative. But I think that is important, because some of us do want to go on living and having a companion. I'll get remarried again. I've had several of the women after 3 months were talking about getting married again. I chose not to, because my importance is being there for my children. But now I'm feeling more alone, because now I'm going to be all alone. My children are all out there going to college and having their own job. But right now, I'm still just doing God's will, and I'm happy about that. I'm at peace. But when I bring him on, be open-minded and not thinking that we are doing something to hurt your feelings or whatever, but others might want to hear this message. If you don't, you know, I understand. But I think we should bring on all types of topics that will help all of us, not just one person. And I hope that you will have a great week and a safe one. Remember, you can give me a call at 770-981-9118 or email me at tncwidows@gmail.com. Or if you chose to do it to my personal email, you can do Mary M. Hollis, H-O-L-L-I-S, at AOL.com. So please write me or call me and give me your opinion, because we want to make this talk show to benefit you, friends, and other guests that will be coming on. We want to give you what you need. We want to feed you with the word, with encouragement, and also resources. At our anniversary, we will be giving out lots of information regarding living wills, home improvement, referrals to home improvement, things to go to the Social Security for. There's lots of different benefits that we're going to be sharing with you and giving out at our anniversary. And Sheila and I love you, and we pray for all of you each and every day, hoping that God will continue to bless you and comfort you and show you the way that he wants you to go. Love you, and have a great week.
was not built to break. No, no, I got to know my own strength.